morning, Eastern New Mexico and West Texas. This is the KSEL Field and Farm Report, broadcasting the only local originated farm program in Eastern New Mexico and providing agricultural news over the entire region. Here's your host, Kevin Robbins.
A good Wednesday morning. Welcome to the Field and Farm Report. Here's a look at the forecast we have for today. It's got to be mostly cloudy, but it is going to be a warm day, though, here for this late March. Daytime high of 76 degrees. Winds out of the south at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Coming up for the evening, mostly cloudy, a low of 53. And Thursday, we're going to see mostly sunny skies across eastern New Mexico with a daytime high all the way up to 84 degrees. Currently outside the KSEL studios here in Roosevelt County, we're going to start the day at about 46 degrees under overcast skies. Let's get right into the headlines here for this Wednesday, March 27th. Overnight grain trade, May corn is down a penny a bushel. May soybeans are down 2 cents, and the May Kansas City wheat, that's running up a penny this morning. The potential support from a Chinese trade deal may very well sustain the hog market buyer support, at least at the top end of the market range. That is starting to rekindle a little bit of trader interest here at midweek. A few other things we have. We've been detailing this, and that is a lot of nasty weather they have had over the western Midwest. Dating back about a month and a half now, from blizzards to flooding, you name it. Well, additional transportation costs, those continue to pile up for feedlots and ethanol plants, impeded by damaged rail lines and highways through Nebraska. Right now, about 20% of the nation's ethanol production has been affected by the flooding. More details about federal resources for flood victims. Those are available to farmers and residents along the Missouri River. But more rainfall forecasts later this week very well may set the stage for additional problems with flooding throughout the entire region. That is what the worry is right now. But farmers who did lose grain in their bins during the historic floods, they will not see any kind of indemnity unless Congress includes it in a disaster package. Now, the Great Lakes, they're prepared for the start of the 2019 shipping season with the U.S. and Canadian Coast Guard icebreakers moving up and down the lakes to cut away ice for ships to begin safely moving in and out of ports on the Great Lakes. Now, their situation there had really been a colder than normal winter. But nonetheless, though, they are getting things underway to get that shipping season started here and get it started fairly soon. All right, over to the weather for the nation. Southern Plains today, it's going to be dry. Only a few light showers may develop today. That's going to be well out of eastern New Mexico. Episodes of light to moderate showers and thunderstorms are going to favor southern Nebraska, northeast Colorado, northern and eastern portions of Kansas today, tomorrow, and Friday. Some chances of showers through central Kansas will occur over the time, but it is going to be dry here in eastern New Mexico, southwest Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Rest of the nation, western Midwest, we've already talked about it, and that is they're going to be looking at some more chances of rain, causing more headaches with all the flooding they have there. Those rains expected to start moving in about Thursday night. Eastern Midwest, they're going to be dry today. A little bit of light rain and showers coming up for tonight, favoring their western and northern areas. Other than that, moderate showers may very well favor their central and southern areas coming up for tomorrow. Heavy rains for Friday into early Saturday. And that's the outlook for the major crop areas for the United States. All right, let's get a look at what's going on for the global markets this morning. Shares mixed in Asia this morning after U.S. stocks finished broadly higher on Wall Street, erasing modest losses from a day earlier. And also, oil is up this morning. Crude oil futures and the Brent contract on the Intercontinental Exchange settled higher yesterday. That's what we have as far as the headlines go this morning. Stay with us on the way up. We're going to be checking in with Trent Luce, today's edition of Luce Tales. That's coming up. Also, a story today from the USDA and American Cattle News, all just ahead right here on the KSEL Field and Farm Report.
You're listening to the KSEL Field and Farm Report on 105.9 KSEL Country. It's your kind of country.
At Valley Services and Bolt.
KSEL FM for Talis, Clovis, West Texas, and Canada. Streaming your kind of country on the KSEL Country app and right here on 105.9 KSEL Country.
KSEL Country Weather. High Plains forecast for this Wednesday. Looks like mostly cloudy skies throughout the region. Daytime high of 76 degrees and a breeze out of the south at 10 to 15 miles an hour. It's going to be mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 53. 84 degrees, the daytime high coming up on Thursday under mostly sunny skies. Right now, outside the KSL studios here in Roosevelt County, getting a start to the day right at about 46 degrees. 2 minutes after the hour now as we move into the 6 o'clock hour. On the way, opening grain and livestock calls right now. Checking in with a closing market report from Southwest Commodities from yesterday afternoon.
105.9 KSL Country. This is Bradley Bunch of Southwest Commodities.
Thanks to Southwest Commodities for the closing market report from Tuesday afternoon. Time now for us to get into the opening grain and livestock calls right here at midweek, starting off on the grain side of the market first, where we see the 6 a.m. CME Globex May corn down a penny a bushel. The May soybeans running down 2 cents today. The May Kansas City wheat running up a penny. Mixed equity markets around the globe this morning. Investors are still trying to balance the slow growth fears that are out there with a shift over to easier monetary policy in the U.S. in the months and maybe even year ahead. The next round of trade talks that's kicking off in Beijing coming up tomorrow before moving back to Washington next week. Grain markets are also mixed at midweek, taking stock ahead of both the trade talks and the March 29th USDA reports. There does seem to be a little bit of growing expectation for volatility following the reports on Friday, although USDA, their reports have been largely devoid of any kind of real earth-shattering changes on the 2018-2019 marketing year. Now, given the recent Midwest flooding, the traders might very well opt to take a wait-and-see approach with acreage ideas over this spring. Let's take a look at the outside markets this morning. We looks like the June Dow futures. Those are running up 36 points this morning. Asian markets are mixed. European markets, those are mixed. June U.S. dollar index is up 0.03 at 96.25 and a half. April gold up a dollar and a dime this morning, and crude oil down 12 cents at $59.82 a barrel. Let's get to the corn market now. Futures are lower at midweek following through on the sell-off from Tuesday as corn consolidates the recent gains. The run-up from the lows, that's actually been fairly encouraging, really bolstered by the Chinese purchase of U.S. corn and some talk of large purchases of U.S. pork. Now, if China were to purchase the rumored 300,000 metric tons of U.S. pork on top of what they already bought in 2018, they would become actually the second largest U.S. pork importer in the world. In addition, if the 300,000 metric tons was added to the previous year's purchases, the total would be a new record for the country by 38%. Now, whether China is buying whole grains or value-added products like pork doesn't really seem to matter. Just as long as the U.S. is part of the solution to China overcoming some of their issues. Now, the looks like as far as the margins go, those did rally to new highs last week, now moving at their highest level since the fall of 2014. Price signals actually should be green-lighting the pork herd expansion. We should actually see that confirmed on tomorrow's Hogs and Pigs report. Corn basis, that continues to firm with the national average corn. The basis trading just under the highest level since March of 2016. Let's get over to the wheat. Wheat contracts, those are a little bit higher. Recovering from the hard wheat sell-off that we saw on Tuesday, as China's tender, they'd bought two cargoes of U.S. soft red winter wheat for the first time in as many weeks. Now, the purchase was actually for 120,000 metric tons, and that was actually at a price at carload of $248.24 to $248.29 per metric ton. And that was clear of the second place offers by a pretty fair margin. The two cargoes really don't change the fundamental landscape of the wheat market, but it is a little bit encouraging, though, now to see the supplies cleared as we are nearing the end of the marketing year. In addition, deliverable stocks of Chicago wheat that fell another 1.4 million bushels last week, that takes a total at 57.08. Total wheat stocks, 57.08, that compares with last year's total of 74.7. commercial side of the market going to be bidding pretty hard, trying to fill up the available storage in the May to July with the stocks running at multi-year lows. Spot floor values, those got hit pretty hard again on Tuesday. The spot floor in Minneapolis actually fell another 15 to 50 cents. The bidding side of the cash spring wheat inverted by 15 cents, actually. There are folks that are pretty anxious, though, to see this year's U.S. wheat crop as it's starting to emerge from dormancy we see across the U.S. Almost every hard red winter wheat producing state has better conditions than we saw just 1 year ago, although early season ratings have been a very low correlation with final yield. That's what we have this morning on a look at the opening grains. Opening livestock calls are next right here on the KSEL Field and Farm Report.
You're listening to the KSEL Field and Farm Report on 105.9 KSEL Country. It's your kind of country.
Information is the key to success.
All right. Also, a few other things going on this morning on a look at the opening livestock calls. The inability to hold last week's market highs in the live cattle and feeder cattle trade starting to cause a little bit of concern that the 130 price level that's held for over a year now may very well be unattainable at this point. Prices could continue to hover between the 120 and 130 levels really for the long term. And that's the expectation. Beef values, though, have continued to firm, though. Following the mixed market movements last week, the focus on increased movement and domestic demand that is likely to help to support the trade through the end of the month. One problem here, though, and that is that the feeder cattle futures, they've fallen about $3 over the last couple of trading sessions as concerns of increased available cattle moving into feed yards through the spring and summer is starting to derail the previous market support. That is what we have this morning on a look at both the opening grain and livestock calls. Coming up on 13 minutes after the hour, in 1 minute, we're going to take a look at the extended weather forecast over the region. Coming up over about the next 5 or 6 days. Also, waiting in the wings, USDA's daily report. We'll check in with the Department of Agriculture there and Dairy Radio Now. It's all coming up next right here on the KSEL Field and Farm Report on 105.9 KSEL Country.